Broadcasting live from the beautiful Moscone Center in downtown San Francisco, Oracle Open World 2013. Now it's time for OAUG Radio. And here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton. Oracle Open World 2013, day three. Oracle has won the America's Cup.
Is that what the cheering was about during the last segment? I thought it was because
we were doing such a witty banter.
It was. It was the witty banter, the fantastic question. No, right in the middle of our interview, we hear this loud roar.
I know. You're used to that.
But you know what?
You go.
We didn't miss a beat. We just kept right on talking.
Exactly.
And we're going to do the same thing. We're on the home stretch. We've hit our stride. It is day three for us. We have learned so much, but we got a lot more to learn yet.
That's right. And now we got one of our neighbors here.
Yes, we do. God love them. They've been watching us, listening to us with the speaker and all that across the hall. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Miss Susan Rib, Rib with an H, with Signum Group. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Great to be here, right?
Both.
Yeah.
No, we are delighted to have you. We've been looking forward to having you on the show. I just saw on the card, did you see the address on this card?
No.
Exchange Building, Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, so you're down the road.
You know we're based in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes. I did know that. And we're right up on 75 and Windy Hill.
Oh, wow.
So
how cool is that?
We're down the road on 400 and 285.
Okay, so it's old home week.
Exactly.
All right, so let's talk mission, purpose of Signum. What are you out there trying to do for folks?
Oh, well, we do this thing called asset management, and people usually are like, oh, is that something to do with finance?
Finance, right. That makes sense.
Buy low, sell high? Is that
not? No, it's not. So enterprise asset management is, and we also call it EAM, is this thing that, like, you have to change the oil in your car.
Right.
Well, in a big manufacturing plant or in utility, they have to do maintenance on their equipment. So that's the stuff that we do. And Oracle has a great module called EAM that we use to implement it. Well, we implement it, and then they track their work and parts and all that kind of stuff.
So the assets you're managing are those big machines.
That's correct. So in say if you're in a bus company, you're going to maintain buses and facilities. You're going to maintain facilities. And in a utility, you're going to maintain those big big pieces of equipment and compressors and
or even
else.
If wire number 4 on Warren's board were to go out, right?
That's our asset management. We need help.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, it's an awful lot to keep up with in a manufacturing environment, right? You're talking about just millions and millions of dollars worth of equipment, and if it's not managed properly, it could be millions and millions of dollars of downtime and lost productivity, right?
That's correct. So the big thing is we never want anything to break down. So the systems that we put in, we try to anticipate it, maintaining it before it goes down, because like you said, if it does go down, then we lose money. We don't like to lose money in a
do you find that in your relationship with your clients that they're calling you after something bad happened and they're like, wow, I wish we had something that would solve that problem, or are you able to stay ahead of it?
No, you'd be surprised. We've gotten calls from customers that have had catastrophes. I think some folks have had catastrophes out here on the West Coast. You know, you hear of the explosions and things of that sort. Well, when they go through those kind of audits, they will go back and see, hey, did they do their maintenance? Did they do proper maintenance? When was the last time they did an overhaul? Who did it? How did they do it? You know, have they been keeping up on their compliance and things of that sort?
So now how do you help them?
So what we do is we put in the system that lets them identify all the pieces of equipment in their manufacturing facility. And then every one of those pieces of equipment has a schedule.
A maintenance schedule.
Correct.
And then you put a little box there and they have to check it and put their initial they do that?
Yep. So they may have to lube it, or they may have to just do an inspection just to say that, yes, I did it. And they'll do that inspection, and then after that, then they're compliant, right?
So how has the show been for you so far? You've been visiting with a lot of new customers, catching up with old ones. Has it been productive for you?
Yeah, we love coming here because what happens is it's a place where all of our clients come. So I get to see probably, 15 or 20 of them.
All in one place.
That's correct. And I also spoke on Monday, and I did a session on EAM for T&D utilities. So that was pretty exciting.
Say that five times fast.
What is T&D?
T&D is transmission and distribution.
Is that a specialty of yours?
Yes, it's a specialty as well as manufacturing.
So you speak a lot?
Yes, I speak a lot. I try to speak every open world, either by ourselves or with one of our clients.
So there's the manufacturing environment, but there's also utilities, transmission and distribution. And here again, the stakes are so high. It's when something goes wrong. If equipment goes down, is not working, that impacts a lot of lives and costs a lot of dollars, doesn't it?
That's correct. And we all have seen natural catastrophes happen. Mm-hmm. And so when you lose your electricity for a whole week, there's a lot that goes into bringing that back up. There's a system called outage management, but it's also a lot of it is EAM. They have to go and say, okay, how many more poles did I put back up? What are the transformers that affect all of these transmission lines and et cetera, et cetera. So it's quite involved.
So now when you're working with Oracle products, how does that relationship work?
When I work with Oracle.
When you're utilizing Oracle products for your customers?
Yep. So they buy the software, or we help them pick the software. And then once that's done, then we come in and do a business process, a workshop with them, make sure that they're using the software in the correct way that will help them to be better. And then we implement the software and take them through the testing and training and things of that sort. So, and when we leave, we want them not to only use the software, but use it very, very well.
So, but are you working with them, do they work with you for an extended period of time, or are you just there to implement the software?
Usually we are in there for a project. So we come in, implement the software, and kind of go.
Teach everybody, coach them up.
That's correct. Yeah, then, hopefully. If we did our job, then we won't be there for forever.
And a lot of these clients are using other modules of Oracle, if that's the right word, right?
Yes, sir.
For finance and all this other stuff.
Yep. So I think we like to think of ourselves as the center of the universe.
Well, of course.
EAM. So, we integrate with procurement and inventory and costing and manufacturing and financials.
So it's great for you to come and hang out with people from these different domains, and then also relationship with user groups like OAUG, and that's a good place to get information, right?
Absolutely. I've actually been the special interest group, the EAM SIG director for many years. We actually built up the EAM SIG up to almost 1,000 users.
Oh, wow.
So I was part of that. And I continue to be on an advisory. One of our customers, Chuck Armbruster, is the director. He's from Smucker's. So he and I just met today.
How cool is that, the Smucker's guy? I want to meet him.
Well, you don't want their stuff to break down.
No, you don't. But I want to tell my kids I met the Smucker's guy. That's cool.
Yeah, and it's really good because I always get a Christmas present of some jams every year.
Right. Fresh.
Yes.
So now, could you share a little bit about your business model?
One of the things that we do is we have a lot of experienced consultants.
Right.
So when we come and do an implementation, we bring industry experts. So I will bring people who have been in the manufacturing business for a long time. And then if I work on a utility, most of our people have utility experience. Or if you're in a steel, then we bring steel experience and things of that sort. So it really helps with the user's adaptability and credibility too.
So how do you attract those people to your organization?
Just
charm and good looks?
That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm good looking, right? Everybody wants to be associated with somebody who's an expert and somebody who's really good in the field. And so we have a lot of people that want to work for us because we're doing exciting things. We have great relationships with our clients. And And it's a really fun environment, and we're always edge. Like, we're always doing stuff that no one else is doing.
So how do you lead a company like that?
How do I lead it? Ooh, well, we drink a lot. No, just kidding. No. We're
you don't drink enough.
Yeah, we're a fun bunch of people. I've got some great folks that back me up. I'm not the only person. So
don't be modest. Yeah. You're the only person here.
That's only because my sales guy wouldn't come.
She had a wingman, but he wouldn't get behind the microphone.
He bailed
on her. So what's next? Do you do other trade shows as well, or do you pretty much gear up for this one and maybe
this is the big one?
Yeah, this is the big one. We also have we participate in the maintenance summit that they have every year, and the next one is going to be in February.
Mm-hmm. That's an Oracle maintenance summit?
Yes. I think they call it a value chain planning, which is supply chain plus EAM. But we'll participate in that. And then we also have our industry stuff that we participate in, SMRP, which is the Society of Maintenance Reliability Professionals. And
how do you remember all of these acronyms?
You know, I don't know. It gets stuck in my head. And then we also are part of a utility, all the different utility.
Right.
What are their initials?
Oh, they've got, you won't even want to know.
Do you have a favorite utility?
Oh, do I have a favorite?
You can't put her on the spot for that.
Yeah, that's
you gotta
not
serve
fair.
These people. That's
that
not right.
You love them all equally.
That's yes. right. And wishes to serve them all
yes.
exceedingly.
Yes, I have. No, we do. We love our clients. Our clients are the best. If it weren't for them and they believe in us and what we can do for them,
right.
and if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here.
That's right. You'd have to get a job.
Yeah, that would really
that wouldn't
not
be good.
That could happen to us too. You know, we have to be careful. So, what's the best way for our listeners to learn more? Website, phone number, something like that.
You can go out to our website, which is www.signumgroup.com,
mm-hmm.
and you can also give us a call. Our phone number is 770-514-8111.
Well, Sue, thanks so much for joining us. Don't be a stranger. You know, you're just down the street from some of our corporate
studios.
Yeah,
we'll get you in the studio and do a longer interview.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, guys. And remember, EAM is the center of the universe.
Everybody knows that.
Thank you.
All right. We will be back in a few from the show floor of Oracle Open World 2013.